Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
Okay. It felt like last session's planning was a decent idea anyway. At least you can say you died with a plan. But Daniel has rejoined us, so I figure you guys want to talk strategy for a bit, and then maybe we'll roll some actual dice.
Notice that none of us have actually gotten dice out.
I have dice.
I love rolling
decisions. Here you go, Jeff. I got you. There you go. I rolled that symbol. It's the attack symbol from
HeroQuest.
Yep, that's it.
Nice.
There's sword. There's three sides that are skulls. I was really hoping to roll a skull to be written. There we go. Eh, now you got a skull. You weren't there for that, Daniel. But I found it in the house when we first moved in. I have a twister die, but no twister game, so I tossed it in here. And every once in a while, the guys will ask me to roll, so I'll just roll a die, and it means fuck all nothing. I think it was Spencer before I said, he rolled a goddamn twister die. Well, choices are made.
Right hand.
Yeah, we were talking about the chaos of the universe before we went live, and Cody embodies that. So
a little bit.
Nice.
A little bit.
And the butterfly spreads its wings.
Mm-hmm. Well, gents, we have a to-do list, don't we? Want to do the things on the list? Who wants to talk to Gwen? Winning personalities.
Mary,
she loves us, man.
Somebody with a high bureaucracy, probably.
Yeah.
Isn't that Hastings?
No. Nasser, I think.
Who already pissed her off? Was it Mary that pissed her off?
Probably Mary. Mary's good at that.
Yeah, it was Olson.
What did she have? She had high something. Humant. She has high humant. 60 bureaucracy for her. So not all that great.
Yeah, Nasser has a 70 in bureaucracy.
Oh, hey, don't forget to tick up your skills. Whatever's checked.
Yeah. Remind me of the... How we do that again?
I believe it's 1d4.
Thank you.
My SIGINT went up to 83.
Nice. That's awesome.
Hastings bureaucracy went up a couple points.
Nice.
Yeah, I rolled 2 4s. My Greek's going up, so... Am I still at that place doing check? No, that was a long time ago. Never mind.
You're in Greece, aren't you?
Yeah. It's been a while since we've done things.
Did we ever...
From the Necronomicon?
Yeah.
Narcotic manuscripts.
Narcotic manuscripts, yeah.
Did we ever do any research on the bindings, the shackles that we learned about with the cult to restrain the monster? I know I had that written down. Hold on.
No, I know what you're talking about, but no, we haven't. Beyond the fact that we're still reading The Winds Unknown to Adad. And I think that might have come from the Nakonic manuscripts, but I cannot remember for sure.
Yeah, the worshippers were worshipping Shagash, the Dorum Akol, the shackle or the bandage for that.
I wonder if that's going to roughly translate to the Elder Sign.
Maybe.
I feel like he talked to us about that last time.
What?
That.
He did. He went back over that because none of us could really remember it.
And our meticulous note taker decided to go to Disney.
The place of real eldritch horror.
It really is.
My soul has been diminished.
So is your wallet.
Yeah, more so.
Okay, so what all is on our to-do list?
Capture the horror, contain the horror, win the day.
Basically. So besides the stuff we were going to talk to Gwen about, including getting Kasim access to England and her opinions about getting into Mosul, we're going to talk to the Peshmerga, maybe establish a safe house, get their opinion on a river incursion into Mosul.
Did those at the Baghdad Museum get back?
No.
Okay.
No, they're still working.
Yeah, nobody's moved. We didn't actually do anything.
Okay.
Most importantly, we're going to make some money. We need to fence those artifacts, y'all. Let's make some cash. Let's buy our way out of this problem. That's possible, right? You can buy your way out of Eldritch Horrors, right?
It worked in Afghanistan for a while.
Well, let's see. If we probably ought to prioritize getting back to location then if we're going to do other things. Because there's only what? How many people left at base? Two? Or is there more than that?
There's everybody except Kasim, Hastings, Olsen.
Kasim is in Italy.
Greece.
Olsen, Hastings are in Baghdad.
Yeah. Because Kasim originally went to Baghdad with him and then left for Greece.
Correct.
Okay. So we want to try to ask about entering England, getting to that museum.
Yeah, I think Hastings would get a hold of Gwen and try and find out about permission to go to England, update him on what's going on, let him know that Kasim is in Greece.
That's a great idea. You making that call there, Jeff?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go.
I think it's the afternoon of May 4th, just for the timekeeping standpoint. Earlier today, we'll say it's the evening of 5-4, because I did it at the end. But the Peshmerga did reach out. You do know that there are some survivors from the incident at Rassam's. That was the major thing that happened today. That would have been several sessions ago. So that did happen on this day. If you'd like to reach out, you can attempt to call Gwen. Bureaucracy roll.
Oh, and speaking of dates, the thing that I noticed, there haven't been any more attacks since Al-Jabiri attacked Nineveh.
Right. Nothing reported.
Nothing reported that we found out about.
Except for the tank, which was on April 12th.
The tank was like on, no, it was on April, it was on 7th. The 1st. I'm 99% sure I had that written down as the 1st.
Oh, wait a minute.
You've got an April 12th written on notes on one of your
pages. When the human remains started showing up in the river.
Ah, gotcha.
What, oh, wait a minute. I thought there was a firefight at Nineveh and Al-Jabiri ordered somebody out.
It was March 30th.
Yeah, that was part of what we were talking about last time. Al-Jabiri ordered military and police out of Nineveh. And there was some major firefight. So there's Al-Jabiri and his men, but who the hell were they fighting?
We assumed it was the cultists.
Yeah,
it
was the thought we had. Not sure, though.
Yeah, well, we don't have any.
By cultists, do you mean people converted by this thing or people who already worship this thing? Like, what do you mean by cultist?
But cult, yes, worshiping this thing.
I personally think it's converted.
Well, I mean, conversion from this thing currently looks like losing your skin, so...
No, because there are people that were missing.
Mm-hmm. Especially young men.
The sons, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. But there haven't been that many of them if we're just going off the attacks.
That we know of.
Right.
I mean, also, all our time. We also discussed the fact that our timeline of information, like, died off significantly once we got in country.
All right, let's call Gwen. I want to see Susan get ripped a new one.
Yep. Okay, bureaucracy roll, you said, right?
Come on. Yes, please. Jeff.
Fuck that.
God damn, that is almost as bad as it could get.
Beep, beep, beep. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed. It's dialed.
Okay. Fat fingered it, Jeff.
Perfect. Roll again. You didn't have a bad interaction. Yeah.
No, essentially, you're just not, you are skipping time zones, he's unavailable, yeah. You know, something happens, you can't make that call today.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh my.
Well then, Peshmerga next.
When was the last time the rest of the team communicated with Kasim?
Probably in Baghdad.
I mean, I mean, everybody's keeping in contact, but I don't know specifically.
Have we communicated that with Kasim that there is a British version? Okay.
He knows not to go to Britain.
Okay.
Hey, you guys.
Moving on to the 5th, I have one world development. Who's playing Kasim?
Spencer is.
Roll me a D4, Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, boss.
Kasim continues to study the Nicotic manuscripts.
Got a big old fat 4.
I also gave you back Landry, because that was the Peshmerga guy that you were always playing as.
Yeah. You find an interesting something that maybe because of some of the other things that you've been looking into, some of the stuff about Shagash, you find interesting passages about secret mountains where the quote gods of Earth supposedly make their homes. You're not sure if this is strictly religious, mythological, what do I want to say, etymological, like you're not sure what gods and homes are in this context.
Gotcha.
You could be literal, it could be incredibly figurative. You hear of a place called Kadath in the Cold Wastes, described as quote beyond Lang.
Beyond an L-A-N-G.
L-E-N-G.
Give me that look, you twat.
And you also find a place called Hatheg Kla, the quote, pillar to heaven.
Weren't we trying to search for subterranean passages at Nineveh at one point in time? Like looking at terrain maps and stuff?
That I don't know.
Does he have an occult score, Spencer?
He does.
He does. A quite good one.
What is it?
Well, good is relative when it comes to this. Occult. 60.
Okay. As you're reading the Hatheg Kla, the myth reminds you of a Hindu myth about Mount Meru. Mount Meru is sort of a cosmic Hindu myth about the Pamir Mountains, where the Himalayas meet the Hindu Kush. So it is supposed to, again, I think... Sermon on the Mount, burning bush type shit, like, to put it into more Christian terms, like, you're finding connections to gods residing in mountains that are beyond, you know, easily accessible to humans, and that there is knowledge and power and yada, yada, yada. Right, so you find Kadath and Hatheg Kla.
Is it H-A-T-H-I-G?
E-G. H-A-T-H-E-G hyphen K-L-A. Hatheg Kla. That's how I'm going to go with it. Not one I know off the top of my head.
Sounds like Klingon.
Kadath, though, I got you on that one. I am pronouncing that one correctly.
Spencer's going to do some research. See what we can find.
Kadath is definitely a mythos thing, Spencer. I'm not 100% sure about Hatheg Kla, but I believe it is a Lovecraftian thing. I know nothing about Mount Meru, but I assume that it is sort of what I have described.
Are any of these real locations?
Mount Meru is the one that I would search. The other two would be Lovecraftian in origin.
Gotcha.
If you're interested in Kadath, that poster over there is not Kadath, but it's close.
Which poster?
That one.
Oh, yeah. Hinduish. Yeah. Buddha's on the mountain.
Yeah.
We didn't get to play that part of the campaign because they got kidnapped by slavers.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is, because it's a really cool part. I was very much excited to see them go up that mountain. But
yeah. It is considered to be the center of all the physical, metaphysical, and spiritual universes.
Mount Meru. There you go.
So it's the Hindu version of Mount Olympus, the perch.
So yeah, you got that off of another research roll. If you'd like to continue studying the Nicotic, you would need to make more rolls. I don't know if you want to do that yet, but that's where you're at.
Okay. I mean, while I'm here and we're waiting for me to get permission to go to England, I should just make more rolls, right?
I don't give a shit what
you Let's do it. Make some fucking rolls. I'm making a roll right now. What language? It was Greek, right?
Yeah, you had to make a series of good rolls.
Well, I'm going to start right now with this amazing roll of 99. That's pretty dope roll, if you think about it.
You know, I didn't actually think that anybody would do worse than I did.
I did.
But you beat me by one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Maybe we should have this side of the table roll some dice.
I think the only good rolls in this game the players have made is when we weren't playing our characters.
Yeah, we were the mercenaries.
We were the mercenaries.
We were kicking ass then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We should have all died. Even Hastings
shot somebody.
Yeah.
Well, it just goes to show, you guys have way more experience at just shooting the place up than you do at doing any sort of investigation.
I know. Yeah. Etymologically, Meru means the spine or the axis, and is also translated as navel. So the proper name of the mountain is Meru.
Is Mount Belly Button.
Results
and
in
we are the cosmic wonderful lint Meru. That comes out of the navel.
God.
Our existence is nothing but... belly button goobers.
And the wise man said, at least you're lint. So is it in Greece where you're at?
I feel like we talked about this for a long time, whether I'm in Italy or Greece.
You're but in
I
think Greece.
I'm Greece, yeah.
Grady keeps saying Italy. Yeah. He's already done it once today.
Sorry, I'm making notes of that 99. So
I just take a nap today, right?
Like no, you're researching. You're researching.
Cool. I mean, even with a 99, I think somebody can find where a mountain is.
Oh, no. I will do the exact same thing that when we ran with, oh God, I can't think of his name. One of the DG writers, I think it was the first con game for both Lucas and Troy. It was Lucas, Troy, myself, and like two randos. And we were beta testing a game for a DG writer. And I don't remember if it was Lucas or Troy, but one of them rolled a 99 while investigating the house. And he just looked at the die and looked at him and said, I really want to punish you for that, but I don't know how. I'm taking a note for later. So that's what I've done. I've taken a note for later.
I've seen something I shouldn't have, perhaps. Great.
But yes, you are in the middle of researching.
Well, I'm done for today. So...
Other things that folks want to do on the 5th of May.
You about to learn something, but not today. Not today.
We spend half of our money funding an expedition to the entire day mountain.
Trying to get hold of Gwen. Can she continue to research when her call doesn't go through?
She can continue on stuff she's already working on. The bureaucracy is just kind of a, you guys called him just the other day. So rather than to make it like it is a communications thing that you got to go through. You don't have his cell phone kind of a thing.
Right.
So. I figure if you make a call every so often, then I allow it. If it's like, you're making a lot of calls, maybe make it a little more challenging for you, you know, just playing around with it.
Landry could make contact with the Peshmerga and start that ball rolling.
Mosul, get us into, I feel like we said that the first day we met them, like, we need to get into Mosul. Can you get us into Mosul?
And they were like,
and this is like the 17th ask. Hey, by the way, can you get us into Mosul? We'd really like to go to Mosul today.
And we've done some things for them, right?
Yeah.
We got some tech we helped them with. Yeah.
Communications. And they paid you back with some more intel, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I make contact?
Bureaucracy rule.
Mm-hmm. You, dice, are in fucking jail.
You sure you want to use that dice?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're gone. Banished. Yeah, 21. And...
Who reaches out?
Landry.
Would you like to role play any of that?
Yeah, you're buddies with them.
Yeah, we're pals.
You're on the level.
You have a contact.
We do.
Sure, you didn't know if they were driving you to your death at first, but I think it's a friendship now, right?
Yeah.
That was a really funny episode.
Yeah, Cody was really fucking with me. You're going by yourself?
You're just in a car driving across the desert.
Interesting.
With a bag over your head.
Yep. Fuck, what was his name? I had a name for
him. You did.
I'm looking to see. Haseem. It was Haseem. So you meet with Haseem. Landry, my friend. How are you?
It's good to see you, my friend.
Wow. It's a character from Diablo 2. Who talks just like that. He's a merchant who comes back in Diablo 4.
What you buying?
Not that one. It was an act 2 in the desert. He knows exactly who I'm talking about.
God damn it.
I come to you, friend, with heavy news. We have made the decision that we are going into Mosul.
Okay.
By any means necessary. The urgency of our mission has reached a fever pitch, unfortunately, at the same time as this war has reached a fever pitch. But yes. We are out of options. We're discussing different scenarios. And I was wondering, friend, if you could tell us the river running into the city from the north.
Yes.
What are the chances that a very small group of people in a boat could make an incursion into the city via the river?
Anything is possible. Are you sending in your SEAL Team 6?
The equivalent.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll have no trouble with that. It's not what I would advise, but...
What would you advise?
Your government is quite good at spending resources, but it is a dangerous place. I would exercise caution. If you'd like me to take this ask I never pronounce this guy's name right. Segedi. I will. But it is not a small ask.
Yes. If you would, it would mean much, and we have much to offer.
You're just like digging.
It's fucking weird.
I mean, honestly,
how big do you need this hole?
No, dig up, stupid.
I mean, honestly, at this point, this is what we need. We're going to get in there the best way we possibly can. So
I think you'd get farther if you just went in there and said, I don't know what the fuck we're doing. We just need to have some answers, man.
Yeah.
I will pass on this ask if you want. It is a tall order, but
of course
you have helped us. So I can ask for you.
It's much appreciated, friend.
Of course. You go back to playing cards or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So pause a minute. We do have our papers, right? We do have credentials to get into Mosul now, right?
We do.
Well, we have credentials that will keep us from being
work when they're not looked at too heavily.
Right.
Yeah.
Not necessarily going to let us walk into the city.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we should be taking that angle with them. Like, we got this. Can you get us the rest?
That's a good point. Yeah. I want to mention that we have covers.
Let's just to clarify, the papers that we talked about have us coming as a group coming from Syria who are allowed into Mosul.
Correct. It makes you part of like the religious police.
Right.
Okay. So yeah. I'll mention to my friend then that we have that and that maybe our ask would be more related to a safe house within the city.
Or friendlies
mm-hmm.
and contacts inside.
That mitigates some of the risk for sure. I will go ask. But yes, the ask is less great this way.
Good.
There's less danger to our folks who are making this incursion, who are passing this information. As the war heats up, it becomes harder for intel to move properly back and forth, let alone human assets.
Of course.
Of course. We will look into it.
Royal flush.
One of the things that we did talk about quite heavily, Daniel, I don't know if they let you know, is either clandestine or covert methods. Like, would you be going in trying to be completely obfuscated, or would you be relying on some of your paperwork and go in as
cover identities?
Mm-hmm. We talked about jumping out of planes, walking across the desert,
yeah, let's,
halo
let's
jumps.
Not Mission Impossible this. So not with our roll luck. Let's not do that.
I think only one of you have to make the parachuting roll for a halo jump, but it's real bad if you don't make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would imagine.
With terminal velocity and all. So yeah, other things that you would like to do on the 5th?
Hastings wants to keep researching.
Sure. Research continues.
I think Al Rabini can tap it.
Roll.
No, I think I'm having you roll every so often.
Okay.
We'll go back and look and see when the last time you guys rolled was.
Did Mary and Jennifer in Baghdad with the research assistant, if I remember correctly, reviewing the tablets, uncover anything?
I'm trying to think of the last time I gave you guys anything.
It was a long time ago.
It was...
in a galaxy far, far away.
It was April 25th, I believe.
Was that where we got the shackle stuff and the cult probably information? I think that's where we got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to have Al Rabini tap his NSA contacts to try and get dirt on Irene.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm about to say. Yep. Let's do it.
Yep. So, okay.
Bureaucracy roll.
33 under 53. So that's a crit.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I retcon something real quick, Cody, and just ask my friend one more thing?
Sure.
I think I'll just mention that we have a lot of well, I'm going to check this with you guys first before I say it.
Yeah, let's just not give up more.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean honestly, like that, I'm just trying to think of how we would fence all of these artifacts, and the Peshmerga might be one option. I mean,
you're better off selling to museums with contacts from our scholars than you are going to. The Peshmerga don't give a shit about these artifacts. At this point.
Moving them back into Mosul would not.
Oh, we wouldn't move them into Mosul.
I just have that vision of Master walking back into camp. Like, we're broke. I gave him all our money, but I got this hookah.
Okay. Yeah. No, never mind then.
Yeah.
No, we should probably have like Hastings or Kazim reach out to outside contacts, like in the private sector who would be collectors.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Weapons they can use.
Does anybody have decent accounting?
Al Rabini's got a 50.
Nope.
Much better. I got 2 tens, I guess.
I mean, he works for the NSA.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know if there was any way that we could use accounting to skim money from something.
Hmm?
Just a penny on every stock traded.
It's a rounding error.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know how feasible that would be.
Moving from the 5th then?
I made
You made your call. It takes time.
Okay.
one of the things that I think I've done very poorly in this game is everything you do should take days. I think I really front loaded the front of this campaign by allowing you to kind of do a lot in a given day. Time would pass a lot more if things take a couple of days to accomplish.
I mean, you were holding everybody to a number of days.
I think the more it moves, the more events can happen, if that makes sense.
Sure. Is there anybody else who's doing anything or not doing anything?
Mary wanted to try to teach this elder sign, I guess, to Jennifer is the only one that's left with her, right? In Baghdad. Hastings left.
Hastings is there, but...
Hastings is in Baghdad.
Oh, Hastings is with Mary.
Yeah.
Jennifer's back at the camp.
Correct.
That's right. Okay. So yeah, if like the tablet research has dried up a little bit, or we're just letting the assistant, I think Mary's going to try to get Hastings.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that today instead of, or however long it takes.
Yeah, I'd let you try.
If it's possible.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I'll let you try.
Yeah. Teaching the occult role. Let's see.
I think what... So I've been reading up, not a whole lot, on how rituals are done in this game. I probably should have penalized Mary a little bit more than I did, I think, for getting the Elder Sign. That's fine. Because I think what I want to do is that for learning, you need to cast the Elder Sign. And then the player who is trying to learn will also have to make a roll. And depending on the results of those two rolls is whether or not they learn it.
Okay, so I lost sanity learning it.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you did or not.
You did. You made me lose sanity. Now, will I lose sanity again for casting it and make them lose sanity for learning it?
You've never cast it.
That's
so
right.
One way to find out. Woo.
Oh, boy. We're going to be in a corner drooling somewhere in this museum.
It is entirely possible. There's only one way to learn.
Hastings is down. Let's go.
All right. We're up for it.
She drops the chickens.
Let me look at this one more time.
You need to go to the front desk. You need to get a study, you know, like a study room to do this in at the library. And just do.
We're just in the ladies' room.
Yeah, yeah.
Just drawing the elder sign on the feminine products dispenser.
Oh man. God. Let's see.
Okay. Mary attempts to cast the Elder Sign. Where are you attempting to cast it?
Would have to be someplace private. So
we have someplace where we're storing the stuff that we haven't taken to the museum yet.
The hotel.
Yeah, I'm just setting the scene. You're in a hotel room. You're in a storage unit.
Probably storage unit.
Okay, you're in a storage unit. It's hot. Probably dark. Make an occult roll real quick, Mary.
No, 57 okay. Over 30.
You saw it drawn, so your impetus would be to draw it. So are you drawing it on the floor, on a piece of paper, on a body, in entrails?
I would imagine I would replicate whatever the cowboy did for me at the...
Okay. So you pick up a piece of paper and he begins to draw. You lose 2 willpower.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose 1 sand.
Mm-hmm.
Also make me an int by 5 roll, but just keep your roll whether or not you succeed or fail. You just hold the roll for a minute.
Okay.
So Mary begins to sort of, not chanting, it doesn't sound like words, but sort of mumbling to herself as she moves her hand across the paper and she's tracing and she's talking and she's talked you through this and maybe drawn parts of it, but this is different. You can sort of feel the hair raise up on the back of your neck as this is imbued. This is taking you guys like hours, because when Sloan taught it to you, it didn't take 5 minutes. It took him a few minutes to like sketch it out. But it took hours of sort of concentration to do this. So you are in this storage room is like a sweat lodge. Like it's taken you time to do this. But eventually the hairs raise on the back of your neck. There's an electric in the room and you see this design drawn on this piece of paper and the whole room feels electric. Roll sand.
Jeff.
Pass.
Okay. Mary imbues the sign with power. It flares. It sort of flares and sparkles and looks really interesting how it kind of moves and swirls. It's kind of creepy to watch. After about a minute, it just sort of fades.
Was it similar to when the cowboy did it?
Yeah, no, you cast okay. it right. Okay. What was your roll on your end by five?
15 under 75.
What you realize casting this for the first time is you put a little oomph into it. There was a draw on you. There was a pull mechanically, you know, exhibited by the willpower loss and the sand loss, which I believe you regain one willpower a day, just so you know.
Okay.
I have to look it up, but I think that's right. You realize you could go farther.
I could put more of myself into it.
You're not sure how or what it would cost, but you realize that like there's a little bit that came out, but it was like turning on a faucet. It trickled out. You get the sense that you could open the floodgates and the effect may differ.
What happens what when about you lose all willpower?
You fall unconscious.
Yeah. Okay.
What if you put two people in on the ritual? Could you create more of a flow?
Oh shit, we're channeling. I need to go back and read my Robert Jordan.
You don't know. Hastings just, you saw it. It happened, but
didn't learn it.
No, it doesn't. You can't come to grips with the irrational nature of what the fuck just happened.
Okay.
Like, you sat there and she told you all fucking day what was going on and you still don't believe it.
Each day you regain 1d6 willpower.
Oh, 1d6. Okay. Nice. My bad. For some reason, I thought it was one.
If you play up one of your agent's personal motivations in a way the handler finds compelling, your agent regains one willpower.
I don't. It's got to be real goddamn compelling.
I'll roll that d6 tomorrow.
but yes, that paper sort of crumbles, falls to ash. You get the sense that you could do more.
Okay, so you didn't understand that, but we got more understanding with the sign.
And it opened up my eyes, I saw the sign, without understanding.
Gosh, I hope this isn't going where I think it's going.
Do we need Captain Dan doing anything?
Or Staff Sergeant Jamie?
I would have him training for going into Mosul. If we don't have anything else for
them. He's already got a plus 4% in Mosul.
For Humint.
For Humint. And Navigate.
Yeah, Captain Dan has it for Navigate. What were the skills that we could...
Sorry, I should
pick that up. No,
it's okay. So we're waiting on Europe to open up, right? And we're waiting on, or we're just trying to decide on Mosul, how we're going to do it.
I show that you've got an NSA contact. Johnston has been contacted for our beanie.
We botched that.
No.
The NSA?
I just crit passed
one. Oh, that your call. Yeah, before we botched the NSA.
He's researching Narcotic. Gwyn is supposedly already, you'd already talked to him a little bit about London, so some of that is in motion. You've reached out to the Peshmerga. That's kind of what I've got on you for written down for you guys at the moment. Things that are in flux. So those are the events that I'm resolving on my timeline.
So we're kind of waiting on information from the Peshmerga before we...
I think it's wise.
Yeah.
I think if we try to go in on our own, there's just too many.
Yeah, unknowns. We probably shouldn't just drive up.
Yeah. Or is there something that Captain Dan could roll to spend the day planning a way in to get a good idea?
I mean, they looked up information on the terrain when we right. were doing the... They had topographical maps and everything.
Yeah, that's how we got the plus to navigate.
Yeah.
I imagine
training,
he could be...
Training officially is craft, criminology, disguise, foreign language, Arabic, Humint, navigate, or persuade.
You said criminology?
Yes.
What would we use criminology for?
Forensics.
I would presume there's a
forensic skill.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Not I would presume criminology might be terrorist cell tactics.
Okay. Or us avoiding notice of the establishment?
Yeah, I think that criminology could be utilized in that regard as well.
Okay.
Like, criminology is kind of a weird one because basically criminology, in my mind, is kind of a push until you go too far into, like, say, a SIGINT or a Humint. You know what I mean?
It's like using the black market or the...
I say you might... That's just what I was going to say. You might look in the book, Jeff, and see if criminology is defined with some other assets that we're not aware of. But that's how I could see criminology as kind of a catch-all. You're not like, how could you use a phone covertly without like using a technological asset or
it could be like smuggler runs or who knows what.
In the book, criminology is defined as knowledge of criminal and conspiratorial behavior. Use it to identify and predict criminal behavior, deduce relationships between members of a conspiracy, analyze criminal activity, examine witness statements, or know whom to talk to in the criminal underground.
So, I mean, you could even use that because of the situation. Legion, you could use that with the Peshmerga. You could use that with the Mosul Battalion. You could use that with cells inside Mosul.
Is there anybody who has decent criminology?
El Rubini's got a 50%.
Okay. Landry's got a 60.
50 each on Mary and Jennifer.
The other thing that I don't know if it came up, Daniel, but one of the things that we did talk about is if you go into Mosul, are you all going in?
I wouldn't think so.
Or are you going for a select few? So do you want to train everybody?
Personally, I think Captain Dan should go. And either Mary, Jennifer or Landry.
Yeah.
Probably Landry because of his connection to the Peshmerga. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer also has a really good human and good criminology as well. So she could go in too. I would assume that maybe we want to send four so we each have a playable character with that group in there.
That's not a bad idea.
Landry definitely needs to go because he's got 63 human and 60 criminology and a 70 bureaucracy.
Jennifer's got a 70 in stealth.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. My stealth, Landry stealth is 50. What do you got, Captain Dan?
She's also got a 73 in persuade and a 70 in human. Like, Jennifer needs to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
She's CIA. She needs to be there.
Okay. So, in working on figuring out how to cast this ritual, is there anything that we need to be able to do to cast it for more than the few minutes that it took for that paper to burn up? Is there anything that we need to train other people for to be able to do? Or is it just the willpower expenditure? Like the one on the stopper.
Right.
It was way more than just something drawn on paper.
Correct.
Is what it's...
I think that there would need to be discovery about that. Like, okay. I don't think you inherently know.
Well, no, I didn't know if them going through the ritual and things like that.
That's why I gave an invite 5 to try and learn some more.
Okay.
Also, you might want Warner to go instead of Captain Dan.
Oh,
I mean, he's got human navigate pluses, but he's also got first aid.
Well, I mean, if we're sending four, I think Jennifer, Landry, Warner, and Captain Dan.
Oh, okay.
And keep in mind, Kasim has also started to learn rituals. Like, he's aware of them, but it will take learning time to do them.
And something to keep in mind is Kasim, I think, has the highest occult score out of all of us at 60.
Nope.
Really?
Hastings.
No, Hastings has 80.
Zing, she's broken. Because knowledge of the occult breaks you, right?
No, knowledge of the unnatural breaks you.
Gotcha.
Although she is actually broken because of it. She has a depersonalization disorder because of especially traumatic period of research for Delta Green. Mm. It increased your unnatural and occult skills and resulted in your depersonalization disorder.
Gotcha.
So her unnatural is 10%.
Other stuff you want to do on the 5th before we go to the 6th?
We want these guys training on something.
Yeah. We got somebody with good criminology.
Just keep upping navigate. Knowing where we're going, knowing the best routes to and from the locations within Mosul is probably pretty decent.
It's not bad. You're not wrong. Could you give me that list again? I think I'm missing some at the beginning.
Craft, any, criminology, disguise, foreign language, Arabic, human, navigate, persuade.
What stands navigate?
55 with a bonus in Mosul.
What can we use human for?
Human is like... understanding people and assets and...
I know what we've used it for, but as far as getting into Mosul.
Human intelligence. This obtains information about a subject, especially information the subject would rather conceal through observation, conversation, or examining patterns of behavior and relationship. Use human to recognize signs of dishonesty. Yeah.
Yeah. We've used it to read people, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we decided on the four that we'll go into Mosul when it does happen. So Jennifer, Landry... And then the two military. Okay. Yeah,
it's a good call.
Human can notice signs of mental illness. If your agent also has criminology, human can be used to compile a psychological profile.
She can. So she could basically read the people and blend in pretty well.
Or she might be able to pick out people who are acting weird.
That's a pretty good number, too.
Stealth for 50?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say drive was on that list?
No.
Shit. Okay. Is there any crafts that we need to learn?
Mary's got craft electronics.
I can make a pretty sweet hand turkey, you know, where you trace your hand.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick. Useful nowhere.
Yeah. It's the key component in drawing the Elder Sign.
You draw it and you only have three fingers.
What?
That reminds me of, like, still to this day,
I feel like Jeff about lost his drink on that
yeah.
one.
It's still the funniest, one of the funniest fucking things I've seen on a football pregame show, but they were doing the Thanksgiving Day thing, and they were all drawing the hand turkeys as, like, a commercial, and they got, oh, fuck, what's his name? Michael Strahan, who, of course, played as a tight end, and, of course, his hands are all fucked up from playing football, so they do all these turkeys of, like, Terry Bradshaw and whatever, and they get to his, and like, all his fingers are all fucked up, because they've been broken so many goddamn times. And the kid's like, what's wrong with your turkey, mister? But that's fucking funny.
That is very funny.
Anyway, are we moving on from the fifth?
We're gonna
start some training.
Start some training. Question.
Yep.
Going into Mosul, what level of Arabic will you need to pass as local?
I will look for that. I would see what the rule is for foreign language in the book, because I would definitely credit that. I want to say like 40% is fluent or something like that, but I may be thinking of COC rules too.
50%.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
At 50%, your agent speaks and reads like a native.
Okay. So I would go with that as a marker, which most of you probably are already at that level or pretty fucking close.
I just want to make sure.
50 and 60 over here.
Yeah, you 50 were, and 50 over
actually,
here.
Actually, Hastings is not.
You were recruited specifically because they thought you could pass as local. Hastings may be one of the few who like really would have trouble passing as local.
Warner's at 40. If Landry goes to the Peshmerga again, Jennifer should go with him. She's got 50% in Kurdish. Okay. So she'd be able to understand any.
Yeah.
Good point.
Any side comments or
yeah.
anything like that?
She might be able to speak to him in Kurdish and get a little bit more bang for the buck too.
Yep.
Just a thought.
Okay, here's something. In craft, does anybody have locksmith? Yeah, actually, I take that back. Captain Dan does. Has special training to use dex as lockpicks. Gunsmith. Mm. If something happens to weapons and shit, do we need to have somebody who can repair it in the field?
I feel like if we're shooting in Mosul, it's like end game stuff already.
Right. But yeah. Is there any kind of equipment that we're going to be taking with us that we can't replace in the field? We need to have somebody who can fix it.
Well, normally I'd say that that doesn't seem to be something that Cody focuses on. But now that you've said it out loud in Cody's presence, I think that we need to bring
well, but it's also something to think of because, like, if we have it, that'll give us the opportunity to ask for rolls.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, Cody could say, oh, yeah, you just fucked your roll. You lost that equipment. Well, now we can fix it.
Yeah.
Like, I know that we're taking sat phones.
Right.
Do we need to have somebody who can reconnect this stuff if something happens?
Yeah, my biggest thing is...
Like a guy who's got a 50 in microelectronics?
Right, yeah. But he's not going to be in the field.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a big fan of the phrase, Spencer, thematically appropriate number of bullets.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's thematic.
You'll run out when my story needs you to run out, you punk.
Yeah. Sometimes it's very thematic for you to go click as you're facing down a room full of ISIL terrorists, so...
I mean, Warner can start the process.
I will beat them to death with the empty magazine.
Warner can start the process of Gunsmith. He doesn't have anything in craft.
Neither does Captain Dan. Neither does Hastings.
The body's mechanical. It'll stick.
Does anybody have any craft other than Rabini?
Electronics for Mary.
Okay. Oh, okay. So
she's got all of her cellular hacking stuff.
Because she's a big SIGINT person.
So should we send somebody into Mosul who has that stuff?
I mean, the initial plan was to get her to the hospital so she could do cellular sniffing in Mosul. So we could try to pick up some of this.
She could go instead of Warner.
The SIGINT.
I don't think that'd be a bad idea.
What would we be losing with Warner? Just
The ability to, like, first aid at well.
Or would you rather have Captain Dan stay out?
Locksmith.
So what special training does he have?
Parachuting and scuba gear.
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we got Landry has lockpicks.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a dipshit, and I didn't even know where you were looking at for that.
If we end up going subterranean for any reason, that scuba might come in handy, though.
Yeah. Well, then that means that, Dan can swap out for Olson, if you're cool with that.
Yeah.
And then that also means we got somebody who can actually use the Elder Sign in Mosul if something it's needed.
That's true. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
But before we send them in there, we need to get somebody else trained.
Yeah.
And they got to get back from Baghdad.
Yeah. But that, I mean, that's a, it's a half a day drive.
Olson needs to get back from Baghdad. I don't know that Hastings is going anywhere yet.
Yeah. Warner can go down and assist. Or no, Warner's going in. Dan can go down and assist.
We gotta take out the research assistant.
I know, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Somebody gotta do the dirty.
Yep. Give it to the guy who's already adapted to violence.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, where is Mary on San? Because obviously every time she teaches this...
Yeah, she's at a 57 and her breaking point is 52.
Okay, so we're not in a great place. Can you...
She only started at 60.
72 is not bad.
57 is quite high compared to zero.
Right. Thanks, Cody.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, just if you... I'm just worried you may roll terrible when you're...
Yeah.
Remind me, what can we do to like buff her sand or like bring it back up?
I think that's what the bonds were for. Yeah. And she doesn't have everything that she had.
Cool. Great.
Even started.
Yeah. No. Bonds. Great. Hey.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, you want to throw that callback from episode 3 or 4 now? Feel free to throw that in here now.
Which one?
I'm pretty sure you guys burned some shit. I said, yeah, you got the option to do this. And you guys went, yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, no. That character started out with no bonds.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
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 She was burnt from the get-go.
Thanks, Clancy.
I don't think any of us actually like burned stuff to adapt to violence or anything.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, plans. Anything else you want to do? You keep talking about training for the last 30 minutes, but we haven't trained anything yet. Are we training?
Warner's training in gunsmith.
Okay. Takes 7 days, I think, right? And then you make the training roll?
Sure. It's going to go from 0 to 2.
That's the other thing that I worry about, that it's not even going to be worth doing the training.
Yeah.
If you have a 0, then it's probably not.
What's Mary's navigate?
What's 50.
What's Landry's navigate?
30.
And her drive is at a 52 because she failed it, apparently. So.
Yep. Yeah, he'll just do gunsmith.
Okay. Anybody else?
You still train Dan in something.
Yeah, he'll go ahead and do criminology.
That or brush up on his Captain language. Dan.
Captain Dan's got 50 in Arabic.
Okay, he's already got 50.
Yeah.
Somebody had lower one.
Hastings has 40.
Warner's got 40 as well.
Okay.
You think maybe he should spend the time trying to get more fluent in Arabic instead of gunsmith?
I don't know.
I don't imagine Warner's going to be doing a lot of talking in Mosul.
Who will be doing most of the talking?
Probably Jennifer.
Who's our face?
Jennifer will be doing a lot of it.
Would that not be... That wouldn't really be how that goes, would it?
You do bring up a good point. Not that we're going to dwell on the incredibly, like, horrific gender roles of...
There's a whole separate...
Yeah. Right, but them going into Mosul, they would absolutely have to think about that.
Yes, of course, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you guys do have to think about that.
Yeah.
Now, the game does make allowances, and there is historical precedence for an all-female military police. I think it's called the Al-Khansa Brigade.
Yeah, yeah.
That mostly what they went around and policed other women not following.
Right.
I don't know if I want to use the term Sharia law or not, law that ISIL imposed.
Yeah.
And that's the concept, right? Because if we have a group and there are males in the group, then Jennifer can still do the talking as long as she comes across as a subordinate for the group.
Mm.
But yeah, that is something that you do want to think about.
That's depressing to have to think about, but yeah.
What does Landry have in the way of persuasion? And
yeah, it's not something I want to focus on in the game, but I do think it's something we have to take credit for.
Yeah. Persuade at 55.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible. Humant at 63.
Yeah, but Jennifer's persuades at 73.
Oof. Right. I know.
Right. But I think your point about the subordinate, as long as we play it right.
And that might be where human comes into play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Mary would, or I keep saying Mary, Jennifer
Mary's
would
going to, though.
Right, but Jennifer would be the one who knows how to kind of play the social roles against whoever she's talking to.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would know the nuances.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's just kind of, I'm just going to throw out a few generic questions, just things to tickle your brain. Is it better for us? Oh, nice.
Oh.
Do it.
No more cracking.
No, because it's all yours, bud. Do we want to try to make it seem like, well, we are all part of one group, and we're all from the same, I don't know, we all have the same cover. We're all part of the moral police, whatever.
Oh, you're all, you're
or,
all
or do we want to, or do we want to, you know, hedge our bets and split? I my gut tells me that we need to try to be one unit, but I don't know what you think.
I don't like rum, but the Kraken is good rum.
It's very good rum.
Got a nice spice to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can all have covers from different pieces of the establishment, but you're all being sent from this place to come and aid.
Gotcha.
Which would be the reason you would all be traveling together or working together or whatever.
We also need an excuse for another Stoli game, Jeff.
I agree.
Ooh,
that sounds good.
I think if the Peshmerga are going to be assisting us in infiltrating Mosul, then
that's a good point.
The group will probably have to be smaller, I would imagine. Now, if we're going to try to go under our own cover and try to establish our own covert identities, then we could probably go as a group of something or another.
Right.
Using our cover identities, but...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what he was saying is that we've all got, irregardless, we've all got covers of different groups within ISIS.
Right.
Like, we can travel together. What's going to get us into Mosul are those papers.
Right. Yeah. There's only so much we can think about anyway.
Yeah, but we don't want to be hanging out on the street or something. We want to
have a safe house
to be going to. And,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I see the Peshmerga more as like, okay, what route should we take in? And then
where
like,
do we go once we're in?
Where do we go once we're in? Are there locations we can go for safety? Context on the ground in different areas.
And then once we're in.
Who are friendlies?
Yeah, yeah. Once we're in, the SIGINT world's going to open up for us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of tech that we need to take with us so that Al Rabini can get access to what we are getting in there?
Mm. I'd say probably given these guys' backgrounds, NSA, CIA, I think their standard tech that they have, their laptop, it's going to be satellite connected.
Yeah, the uplink with the sat phones should be enough to get the information
Hopefully, I think.
Okay.
But I think that's a really, really good thought, and we do need to think about that. But I think we should be set. I think your guys' thought about just being able to repair that stuff. I actually think that's what's more likely to go out, a gun that has like you pull trigger, goes bang, a very poor simple machine versus
microelectronics.
Microelectronics are much more likely to have problems. Or literally cyber warfare in the field. Who knows, with a war going on, who knows what's going to happen to communications networks?
Yeah, there are missiles falling almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, do we need to take a backup way to transmit things out?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes. I think we do.
You can only carry so much.
I know.
Right, right. So. And like, I've seen the kind of laptops, I work on the kind of laptops they take.
And tough books.
Yeah, tough books. And they're chonky. They're going to hide, like, he's carrying like three tough books in. Like, well, I mean.
They don't stop bullets though.
They do not.
In Geek Squad.
No, they're actually, as someone who, you know, refurbishes and sells them to idiots. No, they're garbage. Yeah. I mean, they're not that bad.
Oh yeah, they're crappy computers.
Yeah, they really are.
They look cool as hell though.
They do. They really do.
Moving to the sixth.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So I think pretty much everybody is tied up in stuff.
Yes, but there are things that I'd like to do.
Cool.
But one of the things that I want to do is with the asshole who just decided to go upstairs and pee for the first time in 2 hours.
Well, you can deal with Cassim. Do his eyes melt out of his head because he rolled a 99?
We're not done with Cassim yet. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll get to
He's brooding on Cassim. Yeah.
You have chosen poorly. I was going to make a Last Crusade reference to turning on the faucet for the power putting into the... to the elder sign. She just suddenly like melts into a skeleton.
Balls pop out of their sockets.
It lasts for 2 minutes. Her corpse falls over. But yeah, we should come up with a reason to do another Stoli game. I don't know of any other Russian games, but we come up with something. We played a Russian pseudo DG game and just down Stoli the entire time.
You know, with all the creepy Russian like folklore, a cryptid game out of Russia would be amazing.
No, Vessen. It was the game that
Vessen's not Russian.
Oh, it's not.
Okay. No.
Swedish, isn't it?
It's Nordic. Throw out Nordic.
Yeah.
It's Northern European. Doesn't mean it couldn't have Russian ties, I suppose, but I think it's Nordic.
Cold Harvest is a Call of Cthulhu scenario set at the height of Stalin's Russia in the late 1930s.
Nice. I have heard that Cold Harvest is pretty good. I might have a copy of that. Remind me to look that up, Jeff.
Okay.
I think I have a copy of Cold Harvest. That would be an excuse to drink potato water. Al Rabini gets a phone call.
Hello.
You were reaching out to me. It's your NSA contact.
Yeah.
Johnston was what I think we went with.
Yeah, Johnston, how you doing?
Well, it's fucking early here in the States. What can I do for you?
What can you tell me about... What was Irene's last name? What'd you say?
Hovhannesson.
Was it Assistant Deputy Director Hovhannesson?
Middle Eastern Affairs.
Assistant Deputy Director of Middle Eastern Operations. Not a lot offhand. Why would he need?
Leverage.
This is more than just calling in a chip. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay. You owe me.
I do.
Okay. Can you pay up sometime in the near future?
Yeah.
Depends when we get out of the theater.
Yeah.
All right. This is the last one I'm doing without something. This is a pain in my ass.
Yeah, well.
All right. I'm going back to bed.
Tell him you'll pay him if you still have your flesh.
Okay. He goes back to bed.
Cool.
Phone hangs up.
He's dead.
You hear a thump and then
I've got stuff that I want to do, but you guys basically consider all characters occupied at this point. I want to see if there's anything else you
want to
do.
Kasim has been making rolls every day.
Yes. The thing about it is that these things take time. So like you make a roll and it takes you like 1d4 days to study. So like you are making rolls, but it would be ridiculous to make rolls every single day. So things happening. You're studying.
I'm just really trying to get under the out from underneath the shadow of this 99.
You won't.
God,
little cool, do you know, man, that sometimes things happen 5 or 6 sessions ago and I wait that long for them to percolate. So
cool.
Don't worry.
Cool.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Yeah, it's great.
Had a little cappuccino in a nice little place that he's been at. Goes back into the library.
It seems
winks
like
at the girl that he goes by.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely a pumpkin spice guy.
Never keeps his eye on the prize.
He's in Greece, not drinking the good coffee. He's drinking pumpkin spice something.
Kasim is a basic
bitch. He brought it with him because he knew he wouldn't be able to get it there.
He just brought the creamer. He didn't bring the coffee.
Oh, man.
He's like, they're making an espresso. And he's like, could you put a little, like, they're handing it to him and he's pouring in the...
He's just got these little cups that he's pulling open.
Oh, my God.
Tearing open a K-cup and just mixing it in.
Oh, God.
Just the little creamer cups from the gas station. He brought a whole bag of them with him. Mm. I always hated those people.
Anyone else doing anything? Anything else you want to do? You did kind of set yourselves up, but I figured I'd ask.
Before I go on.
Unless Hastings can try Gwen again, but...
Sure. Hastings picks up the sat phone, it rings.
Oh, okay. Hastings.
What kind of goddamn goat fuck operation have you been on, Susan?
The kind you sent me on.
How the fuck does your husband have contact with me? Apparently it's a fucking medical emergency.
A medical emergency with my husband or with my kids?
With one of your kids.
What happened?
I don't know. I have him and can connect him to you. The fuck kind of professionalism is this?
I didn't give him the contact.
Don't you work for the goddamn CIA?
I mean, I consult for him.
Oh, fuck. You hear a beep as the phone line
rings. That's definitely going to be in your annual review.
Hello, Susan?
Yeah.
Int by five roll.
Oh, shit. That's a pass.
Sand roll.
Pass.
I'll call it two. Oh, that shit. Is not your husband's voice.
That's kind of what I figured.
I know you told me not to contact you this way, Susan, but it's Samantha. That issue with her stomach that we had repaired, it's ruptured. It's pretty serious. Your daughter Susan has never had stomach surgery. Or sorry, your daughter Samantha has never had stomach surgery. You didn't respond to the emails, so I'm sorry. I had to call you. You need to look at the paperwork that was sent.
Okay.
It's got something to do with the consent and insurance. I don't know, but we need to do something about this right away.
I'll get it covered.
Okay. Thank you. Phone hangs up.
Okay. I guess Hastings is going to check her email.
She should. You don't see any emails in your inbox from your husband.
Check the spam or sent.
You check the spam filter. You see, your husband's name, by the way, is Ronald
Gom. Gom.
You see a forward from rgom@ymail.com. That is not your husband's email address.
Yeah.
It basically is /, check this out. It's caught in your spam filter.
Okay. Check it out.
When you open it, roll sand, please.
No.
What is Susan doing currently?
Looking at her computer.
Right. But where is Susan?
Probably in the museum.
Perfect. Alertness roll. Mary's there?
Yep. Mary is still there. Oh, God, my alertness sucks. It's 14 under 20.
You hear a sudden gasp.
Hastings, you okay?
Hastings. Screams is not the right word. I think Keens is the right word. She collapses into a fetal position and begins sobbing uncontrollably.
What's the number?
I'll let you know. Don't worry about it.
Well,
I know.
Mary
I know.
Runs over to her. Hastings.
Like, it's like sobbing to the point she's having trouble breathing. What kind of first aid does Mary have?
10%.
You don't notice any immediate medical emergency.
Is that first one helplessness?
10%.
Yes, the first one would have been helplessness.
Okay.
The second one might adapt you to helplessness.
That's all that one.
If that roll isn't big enough to pop you.
I can put her out of her misery.
If I pop your breaking point, you erase those checks without right. getting the third
one. Yeah, I know.
What do you do? You've got a computer, laptop, you've got a phone, you've got a crying woman.
Yeah, I'm trying to console her. I guess I would take a look at what she's looking at.
She's looking at what appears to be a forwarded newspaper article.
What's it say?
It says it's a forward from a it's actually from yesterday or today. Time's getting a little wibbly wobbly timey wimey. But apparently a car was pulled out of the Potomac. One deceased inside the car. The body was identified as Miles Worthington. That ain't the way to fun, son. That ain't the way to fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. I don't wanna see no more.